Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift with Mike at MP Johnson 78. Bo at Squidbilly 929. Myself, Allie Mack at Allie Mack Radio. We need some feedback on the debates that are going to be going on in the show today. That's why you got to get on our socials. You can find the list that we're going to be debating at 929 Morning Shift on Twitter. But before we get into the top 20 most important Falcons that you guys have decided upon, I know you two got to talk to Ryan Blaney yesterday after the show.
Sure.
And we're going to play that interview later today at 8:40. But I'm hearing rumblings behind the scenes that it was a great interview.
What rumblings were those?
Came from my left.
No, it was good. He was awesome. That's Bo's driver. That's Bo's guy. And, you know.
Oh, you're to her left.
Yeah.
I thought I was straight ahead.
Math and direction's hard for you this morning.
I was like, I'm right in front of you. How about your left?
Yeah, he was. He was a great interview.
It was phenomenal.
A great conversation.
Yeah.
And obviously we recorded it yesterday after the show was over, and we wanted to talk about obviously the race coming up at Echo Park Speedway next weekend and his thoughts on that. And he had a lot of good thoughts on that. And Bo wanted to ask him, you know, some nerdy fan-like questions, and he answered those with grace as well.
What questions did I ask that were nerdy and fan-like? And we might not even hear some of those today.
He asked him what his favorite Trailer Park Boys character was, and you know, things like that.
He's supposedly a big fan of the show. I also asked him about his pre-race music playlist.
Things like that, you know?
First off, I asked him also about his favorite Star Wars, and he answered it. But the pre-race playlist is not a fanboy question.
I didn't say fanboy.
It's something that he does every week. It's kind of become a thing. It's kind of, I think Spotify even pimps it out.
So it's something he cares about.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah.
It was a good interview. He gave a lot of great answers. He's very candid with us. And, you know, he's sometimes when people want to talk, you know, to athletes or celebrities or whatever, and sometimes they play ball, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they want to do the interview, sometimes they don't. It was very clear that he was very willing to be open with his answers and kind of play ball with us. So that's a lot of fun.
How great is it when someone is like that when you're doing an interview?
Well, especially when you're a fan of him. And Bo brought that up afterwards. He was like, you know, I was kind of nervous. Like, you don't ever, if the guy's going to be rude to me,
right,
and I'm a fan of his, like that, it could end things right there.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I can't root for this guy anymore. He's rude.
I was going to be like our buddy Dean looking for a new driver.
Yeah.
I was going to be behind new driver gear if he was like a jerk to me. I'm not pulling for that guy.
He could have come on here and acted like, you know, Steve Smith did to Bo that one time that we had Steve Smith on. And he was not very excited about Bo's question. And
it was a good question, too.
He said it was not a good question.
That's because he was
a dumb question. That was the.
Really?
Yeah,
he called it a dumb question.
God, was that his word?
I think he said stupid.
That's a stupid question.
Stupid. Either way.
Dylan, wasn't it stupid? I mean, you should have the drop somewhere. I don't know where that drop is.
Oh, it's so good.
Steve
kind
Smith.
Of a stupid question. So funny.
But, no, and I asked, it was, for the record, it was a legitimate question I asked Steve Smith.
Okay.
I asked Ryan Blaney legitimate questions, and he answered all of them. I even got him to kind of be loose with his tongue as far as the verbs that he used.
That's a horrible question, to be honest.
Horrible question. Yeah.
Horrible. Question.
Yeah,
oh, that hurts, Bo.
Yeah.
It was like also the first week of the show.
No.
And it wasn't a bad question. It really was.
Horrible question, to be honest.
Did you think it was a horrible question, Mike?
I can't even remember what it was. It was two years ago.
The draft is on the way up. We're doing a draft type interview. And I asked Steve Smith, it was the year where Penix, Williams, Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, all these guys, JJ McCarthy, they're all in the draft. And I said, Steve, you know, as a guy that played receiver and as a Panther, maybe it was.
I was going to say, that was not
was
the same
Bryce,
draft.
I thought it was
no,
Bryce
it was,
Young
it was Bryce Young versus CJ Stroud. That's the draft it was.
Okay, I was going to say, that
and
was too
I was
long
like,
ago.
Yeah, on my years ago, I said, you know, between CJ, because the Panthers had traded up for their number one pick.
That's what it was.
And I go, you know, the Stroud-Bryce Young conversation, as a receiver, which guy would you rather play with? Who would you
that's
want throwing you the
question,
ball?
To be honest.
And he's like, well, that's a horrible question. And then he goes into the answer. And to be fair, The question was good. The answer was bad because he didn't really give an answer. He's like, well, everybody does different things. And I'm like,
I don't necessarily disagree with you, but it's funny you led in with that. With to be fair, I don't think
from now on, Steve Smith, his dumb hats and his little mean mugging face and his bad attitude can stay off this show.
so good.
Well,
man.
I'm glad yesterday's experience was the polar opposite with Ryan Blaney. I can't wait to hear that interview again. We'll play it at 8:40 today.
It was, and I just want to put a bow on it, pun intended. Mike and I did a show at second year high school, Allie, from Falcons Friday Night Lights, or it was Saturday Night Lights. Steve Smith was from me to Dylan next to us on the NFL Network set.
Yeah.
And I refused to walk over to pull him on the show because I was like, I'll never again. You'll never come on my show again. Remember?
That's a horrible question. Yeah,
he was set up right there beside us. And I was like, I'm not walking over there.
I'm sure he was very offended.
He should have been.
That's kind of what my thought was, Allie. I was like, you know, he refused to go ask him to come on our show. I don't know if that's the flex that you think it is.
In my mind,
yeah,
major flex.
He didn't know anything was happening, but you were like,
in my mind,
gotcha.
It was like Arnold back in the day at one of his shows. Yeah, I was like, we're doing a radio show, and we're not even going to come ask you to come on.
Look at my shoulder. Look at my shoulder, Steve Smith. That's all you're going to get from me.
Yes.
It was so big in my mind.
So glad you said that because I was like, I don't think that's the flex that you think it is. Wow.
In this mind, it was.
Okay.
Well, let's get to your top 20 most important Falcons for this season. You guys were very similar yesterday. You had 15 guys in common. So that makes it 25 total that we have chosen, if you do the math correctly. And we got to break this down. We got to get to a solid 20. So you got to battle out 10 different guys here. Up first, the battle is James Pierce versus Xavier Watts.
Yeah, it's tough because I think when we talked about it yesterday, we both had strong safeties included in this conversation. And you start getting down to strong safety versus strong safety, which we had two different ones. And you also have rookies that could be backups, right? And that's the conversation right here. We have James Pierce versus Xavier Watts. And I'll go ahead and throw it out there. We ended up going with James Pierce over Xavier Watts simply the first round pick and what the role is and what this defense needs badly, and that's to sack the quarterback. So we stuck with James Pierce on that matchup.
Yeah, if they can get to the quarterback, the back end is going to be greatly helped. And I think it's important to remember these are not the best players. These are the guys that we think are the most important to a successful 2025 season.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you can't sit there and tell me that a 27th, was it 27th, I think? 26th overall pick. An edge rusher, the guy that you trade up for, is not an important, doesn't play an important role. And to me, him having 6 to 8 sacks is going to be one of the most important things for this team because it also means other guys are getting theirs too. So, yeah, that was one where we came together. We, you know, and we made a couple. We actually came together other than like one position we just couldn't figure out, right?
I don't know about this one because I think I overheard when you guys were debating this earlier today. I'm not giving up James Pierce.
Well, and you know, there is.
I did say that.
It has to be a little give and take, and I was fine. I'll give up Xavier Watts because you don't know that either one of them will start, and that's the end of the conversation.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
In my defense, he came with a tuple. He didn't want to give up either.
Yes, for sure. He did.
Okay. I just speak louder.
Next one is Troy Anderson and Divine Diablo. Who won out on this one?
I'll start.
Go ahead.
This is a toss-up because we both feel that they'll be playing the same position for them. They're basically vying for the same position. Now, I'm a little confused about Diablo's role and how it maybe changes Caden Ellis's role at times because Divine has been rumored to be, or not rumored, Raheem said he's wearing the green dot. So I'm a little confused. But Mike and I talked this out, and Mike, I feel like our consensus was that if the best version of the defense we saw last year was probably that New Orleans game at home.
Yep.
And Troy Anderson was the star of that game.
Yep.
So it feels like to me that the importance of this team is if Troy Anderson is that guy, you're better.
Essentially, these guys feel interchangeable at this point, and you just look at recent history of Troy Andersen being a part of Raheem's defense last year, and if you get the greatest version of Troy Andersen, that you can probably just nudge him just a little bit ahead of Divine Diablo. So that's why we stuck with Troy Andersen.
Okay, how about Brandon Dorlus and Chris Lindstrom?
This was my sticking point. You heard James Pierce. I was like, Chris Lindstrom isn't. And I get it. Look, this is the most important players. And so when you look at Chris Lindstrom, sometimes you tend to look at, oh, well, Neusel needs to be great and McGarry needs to be great. And Lindstrom just kind of falls in line. But he has to be great as well. It's just that we're so used to him being great. Brandon Dorlus, and I think there's a conversation we had about all the defensive linemen. We had some concessions that we'll get to probably next. But Brandon Dorlus, for me, fell by the wayside on that just simply because Chris Lindstrom is so good at what he does that having him continue to be good is imperative to the success of the team this season.
Yeah, and to add on that, just on the Dorlus part, he's going to be, I feel like, a rotation guy. I think we would all be a little shocked if he just rose up and was suddenly getting a major part of this a snap count. So that being said, I can go with Mike on this one. I think Lindstrom is probably what most people feel he's the best player on the offensive line.
He's a top five best player on the team, but mm-hmm. the important part, you know, playing up and playing a good year, that's what the sticking point was.
Okay, we could do one more real quick. I know we have two battles left, but we are running out of time here. So real quick, Rook Araoraroa versus Tyler Allgeier.
This was the toughest one to me. This was the toughest one to me because I think that Allgeier, and I said this yesterday when I selected him, I think he plays such a massive part with this team. Essentially, you know, he's spelling Bijan, and he also brings a different dynamic. But I am terribly concerned about the defensive front, the interior defensive line, and being able to stop the run. So I sided with Bo on this one, and we fell back to Rook Araoraroa in this conversation.
Yeah, you need him to step up with the absence of guys like Grady. Him and Morgan Fox are going to be important in this rotation.
All right, let's squeeze in the last one real quick. DeMarco Helms and Mike Hughes.
I gave up Helms, just like Mike gave up Watts.
Yes.
Because I do feel if Hughes steps up and he plays what he can and what we hope he can be,
yeah,
with a good pass rush, it helps out. It helps everybody, right?
Yeah.
And I think Jesse Bates being the other safety can help the younger player that you're going to have, unless it's like a Jordan Fuller.
The conversation also includes this, Allie, is that Xavier Watts and DeMarco Helms vying for the same spot, but Jordan Fuller is back there as well. That's a three-way battle for that spot. And so to include one of the three in your list, it just seems ridiculous. You know what I mean? So we kind of took both those strong safeties off the list and said, you know what? We'll push that back outside of the top 20.
All right. Top 20 has been chosen. We will rank them throughout the show. And coming up, Brian Snicker is adding duties for another team. We're going to cover that in the front page. We've got my Allie Mack drop. This guy might be going a step too far to help out humankind. You guys can decide if he's crazy or honorable. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and...
Yeah.
She said duties.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.